Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this video we talk Kanye West, and today we are talking Gesäffelstein. So hard to pronounce. Okay, Gesäffelstein. You can see he announced on Facebook, of all places, not Instagram, not Twitter, but Facebook, Kanye West, No Child Left Behind, produced by Gesäffelstein. And if you're wondering, like, what? Gesäffelstein makes, like, kind of electronic house. He worked on Yeezus. That's kind of the big thing. If you're like, that name's kind of familiar. He worked on Yeezus, which we'll get into in a second. But in the No Child Left Behind, I remember saying in the previous video where we talked about the clip, saying that it was this church organ, right? But it had some kind of electronic Tron elements to it that were kind of cool. This is why, because Gesäffelstein, that is like his sound, which I don't know, I'm really excited about because, like, Yeezus, right? People had talked about how Donda as a whole was kind of like Jesus is King 808s, which it's religion, but also sad at times, with people mentioning there were moments that really felt very Yeezus inspired. So maybe that's because Gesäffelstein had more of an impact on the album or produced on more of the album, or just, you know, his influence in general being around had Kanye in that space as well, or Kanye recruited him back because he wanted some of that sound coming back through. Looking at Gesäffelstein, his discography, some information about him, you can see he's worked with The Weeknd, Daft Punk, of course Daft Punk, ASAP Rocky, Electronic Youth, Haim, Miss Kitten. And his first album came out in 2013, Aleph, which we're going to talk about in a second. But specifically with Kanye, Black Skinhead and Send It Up were the two that he produced on Yeezus, which, like, Black Skinhead, right? Iconic. And Send It Up, still good, but just Black Skinhead's, like, tears above, at least to me. But there's also demos he worked on. Like, there's a version of I Am a God that's the Gesäffelstein version of I Am a God that you can listen to if you want to catch that. And then his album Aleph came out a little later in the year, right? Whatchamacallit, Yeezus was June and this was October, and it sounds very Yeezus like. I mean, even the album cover, like the album art, screams Yeezus, right? There's songs on it where you're like, that feels like a Yeezus beat. You can see here in R. Kanye, Aleph is very similar in sound to Yeezus. The artist actually worked on Yeezus as well as the album art. Yeah. The main song from Aleph is Pursuit, which, if I were to describe it, it's like if Terminator were chasing you. Like, if you needed music for the fact that Terminator is chasing you, this is the song that would be playing, because it just has that vibe of a killer machine running after you while you're trying to escape. I think that's the one. So give that a listen, if nothing else. I think it is kind of my favorite song from the album. And you can see it was a 96 on the France charts. So we don't know so far any of the other producers. We know Tyler, the Creator, produced on a song, but I don't think we have any other official production credits on Donda yet. So this is kind of, one for the record books, just to see Gesäffelstein announce, like, I worked on this. So we'll see if there's anything else that he worked on. And of course, as more information comes out, we'll be covering it. There's going to be a new song coming out tomorrow. Sha'Carri Richardson, in her Instagram post of this video, said the second commercial tomorrow with a whole new song. So we'll see. Maybe that's Gesäffelstein too, or somebody else will start taking credit. But it's exciting times as we continue the rollout heading into Thursday with the official debut of Donda in full to the public. So we have a lot more to look forward to over the next 48 hours. And I'm glad to be on this wild ride with all of y'all. So until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.